Ya taiba, ya dawel, ya nashti nalek, wil hawa nadana, wil hawa nadana. Ya taiba, ya dawel, ya nashti nalek, wil hawa nadana. والحوى ندانا
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما مولانا وصاحبنا حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of mu'mineen, al-mu'minat, especially those who passed away, with sending a lot of salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. One of the most beautiful verses of Quran is this verse which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fath said that هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. Allah is the one who gives confidence to the hearts of believers in order to increase their faith and firm their belief. This verse of Quran is talking about one of the spiritual disease of this century. This disease actually is anxiety. The most of people are worried, are anxious. They are worried about their future, about their job, about their children, about their study. And every time and every day people are worried. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other verse of Quran in Surah Al-Imran said that the sign and quality of mu'mineen and believers is that they are confident. Mu'min and believers should not be worried about future, about his life. And anxious is belong to kuffar. سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ بِمَا أَشْرَكُوا. Allah gives fear to the heart of pagan, to the heart of mushrikeen, to the heart of kuffar, because of their belief, because they consider things equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we want to ask this question from Quran, what is the cure of Quran for this spiritual disease? Quran in different verses explain first the source of this disease. We have to know what is the root of this disease and how we can treat this disease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the past, some of people at the time of ignorance, some of people, they were worried about their rizq, their ruzi, their provision, their sustenance, their livelihood. It means that the source and root of some of anxiety come from this matter, this issue. People are worried about their livelihood, their income, their expenses. This is the source of actually worried of some of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said one of the gift and blessing which he gave to people is security and confidence. For example, said Alladhi falyabudu rabb hadhal bayt, people worship Lord of this house. Alladhi at'amahum min ju' wa amanahum min khawf, the one who has fed them when they were hungry and made them secure from fear. It means that the two important gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any society, especially Muslim society, is security and removing this concern from the society, removing fear. Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam also, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In one of beautiful hadith, he mentioned that kullu sururin yahtaju ila amn, any happiness, any joy needs security. If you not be confident, you cannot taste any happiness. For buying house, for example, happiness for taking your degree, happiness for finding job. If you don't have this confidence, this comfort, you cannot joy from this success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the past, some of people, they were killed, their children, because they were worried about their future, about their sustenance. And Allah said, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ, do not kill, do not murder your children because of your sustenance, because of fear of poverty. It means that the source of some anxiety come from this issue. There is five principles in verses of Quran and in our riwayat to cure this spiritual disease. The first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't worry. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقَهَا. Allah has committed to provide livelihood and sustenance for everybody, for all of his creatures. This is the commitment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, there is no creature on earth إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقَهَا, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided his sustenance. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided and designated our sustenance, why we are worried? And Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa jayf wa jayf, he says that in kana rizqu maqsuman fal hirthu limadha. He indicated to another, actually worried of people. Some people are greedy. Some people, they are worried because of their actually qualities, because they are greedy. And said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are true believer, if you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designated your livelihood, your sustenance, why you are worrying? Why you are greedy? In kana rizqu, if your sustenance maqsuman, designated and divided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, falhirsu limadha, and what is the reason behind your greedy? Sudayr Sirafim, one of the companion of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He came to Imam alayhi salam and said, Imam, You requested us to have a job, to work. And in another hand, you requested us to not be greedy. How we can gather those qualities? Working every day, for example, 8 hours a day, and in same times, we cannot be greedy. Imam alayhi salam said, "Idha fatahta babak," when you open the door of your shop, when you open the door of your office, when you turn on your computer to work, for example, and wabasatta basatak, and make everything ready to sell, to work, فَقَدْ قَضَيْتَ مَا عَلَيْكَ. You fulfilled your duty. Finding customer, worrying about your livelihood is not your duty. It's not your duty. You provide everything, you offer the staff and things which you have, and don't worry about your livelihood, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designated your sustenance. And another point which Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam mentioned in one of ahadith, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa barajam. Imam alayhi salam said that ma akhafu ala ummati al-faqr. I'm not afraid of my nation from poverty. But walakin akhafu alayhim su' at-tadbir. But I afraid from mismanagement. It means that people usually have enough source of money, but as they cannot manage their life, so every time they are worried. Every time they are anxious about everything, the one of them is their livelihood. And unfortunately, the most problem of majority of countries come from this mismanagement. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاء. This is the another principle. It means that your livelihood is fixed, is designated, but you can increase it. Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase sustenance to whoever he wants. How? There are different, actually, prescription in our rawayat. For example, the one of them is that someone came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And asked from Rasulullah, said, "Oh Rasulullah, uhibbu an yuwassa alayya fi rizq. I would like to expand, to increase my sustenance. What's your suggestion? Give me prescription, actually." Rasulullah said, "Dum ala tahara yuwassa alayka fi rizq." If you have wuzu, if you make wuzu and keep your wuzu during the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your sustenance. This is effect of our wuzu. Because everything in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only one who designated our rizq. And the effects of our wuzu is like wind will remove the clouds which cover the sun of our rest, son of our provision, son of our actually livelihood. And we have in our rawayat, if someone wants to increase his livelihood, it is recommended to recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah at the end of night before he going to bed. It is recommended. And different hadith, and for example, visiting your family, help your family, Salatul Rahim. It is very important if you want to increase Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your rizq. So with those principles, we can remove our anxious, we can remove our concern, we can remove our worry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring confidence, will bring comfort to heart of mu'mineen. And said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives confidence to the heart of mu'mineen. Allah huwa alladhi anzala as-sakina. No one else can bring tranquility to the heart of mu'mineen. Huwa alladhi anzala as-sakina. And this is the sign of mu'mineen, of believers. If you have confidence, so you are true mu'min. And in contrary, he said, سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ. But the heart of pagan, heart of faithless people is full of fear, full of anxiety. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to act upon whatever we think and whatever we know from Quran and from Ahadith. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of mu'mineen bal mu'minat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase sustenance of all of mu'mineen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على النبي الأمي المكي المدني الحاشمي القرشي الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وصلى على أمير المؤمنين قائد القر المحجلين وصلى على صديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهرة سيدة نساء العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وصلى على الحسن والحسين سيدة وشباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وصلى على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي اللهم صل على محمد وعلى اللهم عجل في فرجه وسهل مخرجه اللهم اجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه بحرمة محمد وآل محمد أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم إن أحسن الحديث وأبلغ الموعظة كتاب الله حيث يقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب الله سبحانه وتعالى addressing mu'mineen, alladhina amanu, those who have faith, wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillah, and their hearts are confidence with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows that bi dhikrillah tatma'innu qulub, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your heart will comfort and confident. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and success to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any moment. Amen. As we are near to the second date for shahadat of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, I would like to recite two hadith. The first one is from Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. He said, "Man ahabbana kana ma'ana yawm al-qiyamah." The one who love us, the one who respect A'imma alayhim as-salam, this person will be with us in hereafter, in yawm al-qiyamah, in the day of judgment. This is the best bishara and glad tidings to mu'mineen, to believers. In the day of judgment, they will be with A'imma alayhim as-salam. If they truly love and act upon their love, actually, to A'imma alayhim as-salatu was-salam, to follow A'imma alayhim as-salam in this world. And we can respect, we can show our love of A'imma alayhim as-salam by gathering for shahadat of A'imma alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And inshallah, we will have several majlis for Bibi Fatima salamullah alayha in this center. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal faraja. The second gift to you, all of mu'mineen wal mu'minat, is that one day Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam came to his house. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. While he was hungry, but Fatima salamullah alayha didn't cook anything. And ask Bibi Fatima salamullah alayha, why you didn't provide any food for our children? That time was the second day. There was nothing in the house of Amir al-Mu'minin and Fatima. And the answer of Fatima salamullah alayha is very beautiful. This is the lesson for all of us. As the people who love A'imma alayhim salatu wassalam. Fatima salamullah alayha said that, "Ya Abal Hassan, Ya Abal Hassan," didn't say, "Ya Ali, Ya Abal Hassan," very respectfully, "Ya Abal Hassan, in kunta fi khayrin ma'ak, in kunta fi sharrin ma'ak." I was with you in any difficulty and any happiness, shoulder to shoulder. I am with you. I follow you. روحي لروحك وقاء ونفسي لنفسك فداء. I'm ready to sacrifice my life to your way, to yourself, to you. And then said that, يا أبا الحسن لأستحيي من إلهي أن تكلف نفسك ما لا تقدر عليه. I, as your wife, I'm embraced from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask you something which you can't do it for me. This is the message for our life. Ladies and men, all of them, we should follow the way of A'imma alayhim as-salam. As Fatima salamullah alayha knows that Amir al-Mu'minin actually cannot provide any food, so he didn't request him, because she doesn't want to embrace him. Unfortunately, the rate of divorce in our society, in Islamic society, and also in our community is increased. If we follow A'imma alayhim as-salam and take those lessons from their life, absolutely, we can decrease this rate from divorce. It is not good for Shia, for all of Muslims. Amir al-Mu'minin and Fatima both not belong to Shia. For all of Muslim, honor from Amir al-Mu'minin and Ali and Fatima salamullah and all of A'imma alayhim salatu wassalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us chance to have a ma'rafat to A'imma alayhim salatu wa salam and knows and follow them inshallah in our life. Only the one small point, because all of you knows that the Congress invited Netanyahu to a speech for them. I cannot understand, actually, because everybody knows who is Netanyahu. Netanyahu is the one who killed numbers of children and women in Gaza. And near 1 year ago, millions of people came to the street and demonstrated against Netanyahu and Zionists in around the world, even in America, in different states of America. So such a person wants to come and advise and suggest congressmen and women. And he said two things. The first one, he said that Iran is going to make atomic bomb. I want to ask people, Israel now has more than 200 atomic bombs. It means that he can destroy this world more than 200 times. And this person advises people in Congress, advises, I want to bring peace to the world. The one who killed a lot of people, the one who is guilty, such a person, and once Iran is going to make atomic bomb in future, you have more than 200 bombs. And every day threat other countries. And you want to actually attack other countries. And the another thing is that this person wants to destroy the negotiation between Iran and America and other countries, 5+1. This situation and this statement of Netanyahu shows that this way is correct. This way is true. The negotiation is true. And we hope, inshallah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this negotiation be success. And inshallah, the people, the authority of America, and all of the authority of the world bring Zionists to the corner, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the Age and give us chance to visit him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of mu'mineen wal mu'minat. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat. Al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma aj'al awaqib umurina khayra. Allahumma ahfidh zayimana wa qa'idana. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
قلبِ عاشق درک اٹھا ایک دم جب چھیرا تذکیرہ مدینے کا آنکھ سے عشق ہو گئے جاری جب چلا قافلہ مدینے کا قافلہ مدینے کا یا طیبہ یا داول ایانا اشتئنا لیک والحوا ندانا والحوا ندانا يا طيبة يا داول أيانا اشتئنا لك والحوا ندانا والحوا ندانا